Welcome to Yale Cancer Center Answers with Drs. Ed Chu and Ken Miller. I'm Bruce Barber. Dr. Chu is Deputy Director and Chief of Medical Oncology at Yale Cancer Center and an internationally recognized expert on colorectal cancer. Dr. Miller is the Director of the Connecticut Challenge Survivorship Program, and he's also the author of Choices in Breast Cancer Treatment. If you'd like to join the discussion, you can contact the doctors directly. The address is canceranswers@yale.edu, and the phone number is 1-888-234-4YCC. This evening, Ed's joined by Dr. Mikhail Rose, the director of the West Haven VA Cancer Center. Dr. Rose is also an associate professor of medicine at the Yale University School of Medicine.
Many people may not be aware of the types of cancer services that are available at the VA Medical Center. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the West Haven Cancer Center and the types of cancer services that are available for patients.
So we're located in West Haven on Campbell Avenue. Right now, we're the only inpatient facility in the state of Connecticut. As many people know, there used to be an inpatient facility in Newington, Connecticut. Right now, that was closed down as an inpatient facility, remains outpatient clinics. So we're the only hospital in Connecticut right now.
And as I understand it, your service, your cancer service that you lead, that you've really done a terrific job since you've taken over, also really provides the cancer services for the Newington area. Is that correct?
Correct. So we provide cancer care for all enrolled veterans in Connecticut. Excuse me. And also, actually, veterans come to us from Western Massachusetts and sometimes even some from parts of New York.
And again, the types of patients that can be seen at your facility?
We basically offer pretty much all forms of cancer care. We have, like I said, excellent surgeons. We have general oncologic surgeons, cardiothoracic surgeons who do the lung surgery. We have ear, nose, and throat surgeons. We have neurosurgeons. And so from the point of view of surgery, we're pretty much covered. Like I said, we do all the oncology, medical oncology care. The facility that we don't have is radiation therapy, and we send most of our patients to the Yale Therapeutic Radiology Department, where they provide us excellent care there. They come to our tumor boards, and they have access to our patients' records directly, electronically, so that works very well, too.
Great. Now, how long have you been at the West Haven VA?
I've been there since 1999. It's been almost 10 years. I must say our program has grown significantly over that time, mostly because of the aging of the veteran population and the fact that our patients with cancer are surviving longer. We've had to expand our program over this period in order to continue to provide quality care and keep up with all these exciting developments in cancer treatment. One of the changes that I want to mention, because I'm especially proud of, has been the hiring of a cancer care coordinator. This is a person who helps expedite the care of patients newly diagnosed with cancer and guides them through the complex process of tests and staging and offers them and their families emotional support during that period. Since our nurse practitioner, Laura Honeybell, was hired into this new position, we have been able to show a significant reduction in the time it takes to get patients with newly diagnosed cancer into treatment.
Well, that's terrific. And I guess as the services, well, the types of services have expanded, and you know, we're able to offer our patients more complicated, multidisciplinary approaches. It's really critical to have such a coordinator to kind of help these patients navigate through the whole process.
That's exactly right. This kind of navigator has become more popular, and I know other hospitals are starting to hire them, but we have been one of the first VAs in the country that have actually appreciated the need and hired such a person.
I think also one of the nice things is that you also have a dedicated outpatient clinic, dedicated chemotherapy infusion center that's separate from the rest of the hospital facility, which I think also kind of helps in terms of providing the type of care that we'd like to offer to our cancer patients.
I think that's exactly right. We have a pretty good setup with our chemotherapy infusion room right next to our clinic space and the pharmacy right there nearby. Actually, we hope to improve on that significantly this year because we are supposed to be moving to a new space, which is larger and has a larger infusion room, so which we sorely need because of the increase in our services. That space has already been allocated to us and is undergoing renovation now, so I hope we move in this year, and that will be a huge benefit to our patients, much more aesthetic surroundings, much more flexibility in scheduling. I'm very excited about that.
That's terrific. Now, do you primarily see patients, veteran patients who reside in the state of Connecticut, or perhaps can you also see veterans referred from other parts of the New England region, Northeast?
We see veterans mostly from Connecticut, but also from Western Massachusetts, Northampton, VA area. The VA is very good about helping veterans with transportation. And, for example, not only are there a lot of shuttles that will bring our veterans from parts of the state and Massachusetts, there are also rooms where the veterans can stay free of charge in the building if they're undergoing several days of testing, say, or even sometimes they'll stay there for a few weeks if they're getting radiation therapy and chemotherapy at the same time. And like I said, those rooms are offered to them free of charge, and they're nice. And so that's a huge help to our veterans, many of which live far away, many of which don't have many resources or support.
Emma Kyle, so if a patient is diagnosed with cancer, you know, comes to you for, say, chemotherapy, does that individual have to pay anything at all, or is that completely covered because they're a veteran and the government helps to provide the resources for their care?
Well, Ed, that's actually a pretty complicated question, and I'm not sure I could answer that fully, but I'll tell you what I know. Veterans are classified into priority groups, and their eligibility and copays depend on their income and their priority groups. For example, veterans that are determined to have a significant disability related to their military service, they'll get care for free. Or Vietnam veterans who are exposed to Agent Orange and develop a cancer related to this exposure, mainly prostate cancer, lung cancer, or lymphoma, are also eligible for high-priority care. And our newest veterans, those returning from Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom, are eligible to receive high-priority care for 5 years. So it's the copays are individualized depending on your service connection, your income, and many other factors.
Huh. Okay, terrific. And you briefly mentioned, maybe we can go over it again, what resources are available for patients who might be in need of, say, surgery for their particular type of cancer or radiation therapy?
So as I said, pretty much all types of cancer surgery are offered at the VA in West Haven. General oncologic surgery, urologic surgery. We even purchased the Da Vinci robot for prostate cancer surgery, one of the few VAs in the country. We do neurosurgery, and in fact, we get referrals from various areas in New England for neurosurgery, and we do lung surgery. We don't have our own radiation therapy facility, and we refer these patients to the Yale Therapeutic Radiology Department. Some veterans are referred to radiation therapy facilities nearer to their home in the Hartford area or Massachusetts. But the ones that are getting combined treatment, chemotherapy and radiation and surgery sometimes, we try to keep all their care coordinated in one center in West Haven, and we will use the Yale facility, which, like I said, has been works very well with the VA and gives our veterans excellent care.
Great. Now, Maka, how can veterans who are, you know, living here in the state of Connecticut access the various cancer services that your program provides?
Well, they usually get referred to the oncology service through their primary care doctors. Once they have their appointments with us, we make the referrals to the Yale Center if they need radiation. And we coordinate with the surgeons. Some patients with cancer get their care. For example, we have a lot of prostate cancer in the VA, and these patients, if it's early stage prostate cancer, will go to the urology service. They have a very active tumor board in which they meet with us, with the pathologists, with the radiologists, go over all the data, make a plan of treatment that's a kind of consensus plan, and then proceed from there. So it works pretty well.
And maybe you can kind of briefly review the main types of cancers that are seen at the VA hospital.
Sure. Well, just to give an idea of the numbers, I know from 2007, we diagnosed 518 new patients with cancer. Our population is predominantly male, although that is changing, and we are getting more women veterans. The most common cancers we diagnose are prostate cancer, bladder, lung, colorectal, and malignant melanoma. But we do see everything. We will see pretty much most cancers and take care of them at VA Connecticut. There are only a few fields in which we feel we don't have the expertise to do it ourselves. I would say it's mostly the women cancers, the gynecologic cancers, and there we will refer the veteran to a center that specializes in that, usually Yale.
Mm-hmm. Great. And again, if an individual patient should need care that may not be available at the VA, what do you typically do?
So our veterans are entitled to all the care that is appropriate for their condition. And if we cannot offer the services, which doesn't happen often, we have a pretty streamlined process of referring them elsewhere. Like I said, we will do that with the gynecological cancers. We will do that for some other services, such as genetic counseling, when indicated. We usually use the Yale Genetic Counseling Service. And radiation therapy. Most of the rest we'll do in-house. There are other resources for veterans that we encourage them to use. The National Cancer Institute will offer free cancer care to people who qualify for their clinical trials. Some of our patients with rare cancers will be referred there. And of course, clinical trials. We offer some at the VA, and we encourage our veterans to go to Yale for clinical trials. We have our own, some of the Yale trials are open at the VA. We have our own VA-specific clinical trials. And when we have a patient who we feel would be best served by a clinical trial, we will get in touch with the appropriate investigator at Yale and make that referral.
Mm-hmm.
And that has worked very well.
Okay, well, maybe on the other side of the break, we can talk a little bit more about the types of clinical research that are ongoing at the VA. I guess maybe one last question before we take a break. So if a patient gets referred outside of the VA system, are those services covered by the VA system?
Yes. If we as oncologists feel that the patient, this care is appropriate, the VA will cover. The veteran may have the same copays he or she has at the VA, but the rest will be covered. And the VA actually has a pretty good billing system that takes care of that.
Okay, great. Well, you're listening to Yale Cancer Center Answers, and we're here discussing cancer services at the West Haven VA with our guest expert for this evening, Dr. Mikhail Rose.
There are over 10 million cancer survivors in the U.S., and the numbers keep growing. Completing cancer treatment is very exciting, but cancer and its treatment can be a life-changing experience. After treatment, the return to normal activities and relationships can be difficult, and cancer survivors may face other long-term side effects, including heart problems, osteoporosis, fertility issues, and an increased risk of second cancers. Resources for cancer survivors are available at federally designated comprehensive cancer centers, such as the Yale Cancer Center, to keep cancer survivors well and focused on healthy living. This has been a Medical Minute, and you'll find more information at yalecancercenter.org. You're listening to the WNPR Health Forum from Connecticut Public Radio.
Welcome back to Yale Cancer Center Answers. This is Dr. Ed Chu, and I'm here in the studio this evening joined by Dr. Mikhail Rose, director of the West Haven VA Cancer Center. And before the break, we were talking about the various cancer services and the various programs that are provided at the West Haven VA Cancer Hospital. But one thing, actually, I failed to ask you, Mikhail, is kind of, you know, what is your own, or what do you view as your own area of specialty expertise with respect to taking care of cancer patients?
Sure. Thank you, Ed. Before I get to my own specific interests, I just wanted to say a little bit about how I see the VA system and why I'm there. Like mm-hmm. I said, I've been there almost 10 years now. And first of all, I'd like our listeners to know that over the past 10 years, the VA has really transformed itself from a system that was somewhat controversial to one that is now nationally renowned for providing quality care at a significantly lower cost, actually, than the nation's average. Especially in times like this, I think there's a lot of appreciation that medical care can be given at a high quality with the cheaper cost. And there have been several studies that have been published that have shown that the VA is performing even better than Medicare and other healthcare systems on multiple performance measures, which include preventive medicine and the management of chronic illness. And this transformation at the VA occurred through national reorganization that I'm sure many of our listeners have heard of. There was a shift from hospital-based to outpatient-based care. There's a strong emphasis on primary care. There's a mandatory use of an excellent integrated electronic medical record, and there's extensive use of quality measurements. And I've been involved on my side over the past few years in several national initiatives to measure and improve cancer care within the VA system. And the VA is especially suitable to these types of initiatives. The veterans are enrolled in the system for life, making investment in processes that improve care worthwhile and financially worthwhile. And there is a culture of quality measurement. Mm-hmm. And I feel that by being involved in these initiatives, I can impact not only the care of our veterans in the area in Connecticut, but maybe a little bit on the national level.
I know one of the things when I was at the VA hospital working closely with you was the wonderful electronic medical record that really allows kind of seamless communication between the inpatient, outpatient setting, between all of the various doctors who are taking care of a particular patient or, for our discussion, cancer patients. So really you can, just with a click of the mouse, really figure out what's going on with your patient at any step along the way.
Yeah, that's very true. In fact, the system is really the envy of most mm-hmm. Other hospitals. And I think for all anyone who's ever been a patient and come to their doctor and been faced with a situation that the doctor did not get the report of the CAT scan or the blood tests that were done, was lost in the mail or in the filing system, we face none of that. With a click of a mouse, like you're saying, we can get all the information mm-hmm. we need. We have the pharmacy records right there. We know what medications the patient is on and when they last filled their medication. We know what their most recent CAT scan showed, their blood work. We know what the consultant said because it's all there electronically. And that really is wonderful and I think contributes to the efficiency of the system. The VA is actually going one step forward on a topic that maybe some people have heard. It's called MyHealth eVet, which is a kind of internet-based system where veterans are able to log into their own medical record. Hmm. And the system was launched recently and is still being developed, and I'm not really the expert on it, but veterans are able to see their upcoming appointments. They're able to request refills of medications, and they're starting to put together a system where they can communicate with their physicians and ask questions and get their answers electronically. They can create their diagnosis list, their medication list, even in a little wallet card that they can carry with. And the system has endless possibilities.
Sure.
So that's just an example of the commitment to the electronic age that we see at the VA that I think
and it really kind of helps to empower the patients, right, to really make them feel like they are in control of what's happening with their health care.
That's exactly right. The veterans can, before they come to a visit, they can actually put information there about their symptoms or about tests they had on the outside. If they had a colonoscopy privately, they can inform their provider that this was done electronically, and that becomes part of their record. So
it's interesting because as we're having this pretty healthy and vigorous debate about the role of government intervention, right, vis-a-vis this financial economic meltdown, and obviously the folks who are against it are saying, you know, government is grossly inefficient. I think, right, the VA healthcare system is however, a very good example of where government actually can work to the benefit of patients.
I totally agree. Not to get into politics, mm-hmm. I think the VA is an example of a successful, very successful government operation that a lot of the private sector can learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, real quickly, so we still haven't gotten to it. So your own particular area of expertise, Mikhail.
So I guess you could say I specialize in cancers that affect our veteran population. If I have an area of expertise, I would say it's the blood or hematologic malignancies. But at the VA, we're a relatively small group. We are three full-time oncologists and two part-time, so we all do everything. We are fortunate to also have the expertise of the Yale Cancer Center specialists, so when we have a particularly difficult case, we can always email or pick up the phone and discuss the patient and the management, and that, I think, is a huge advantage and mm-hmm. helps us provide really academic, state-of-the-art care.
Now, you just mentioned the Yale Cancer Center. Can you maybe describe a little bit more how your VA Connecticut Cancer Center and the Yale Cancer Center and the Yale School of Medicine are linked?
So we really feel we are an integral part of the Cancer Center. We all have faculty appointments at Yale. We play a huge role in the education of our trainees, medical students, residents, fellows. They all rotate through the VA, and we all interact with them. We give lectures. We are part of selection committees, interview committees. So on the education part, we play a huge role. And the other side to this is, of course, the research side. And there are ample opportunities for collaboration with the Yale researchers. We do that through the lab work. We do that through clinical trials. Like I said, some of the Yale trials are open at the VA. And we refer patients over to Yale for appropriate clinical trials. We also have some very exciting lab-based research at the VA. We have labs working on new drugs for colon cancer, for kidney cancer, and we have some VA trials. So there are some cooperative groups nationwide through the VA system which are studying different approaches to treat common cancers that affect our VA population, such as we have a couple of trials open for prostate mm-hmm. cancer. We have a myeloma trial open. So we really are, on one hand, an integral part of the Yale Cancer Center research effort, and we also participate in VA initiatives, and we have both advantages there.
And I think that may be one thing that people may not really appreciate is really how tightly linked the faculty members at the VA and the Yale School of Medicine really are. And I don't know what the latest figures are, but I know for quite a long time, as we like to call it, the Yale-West Haven VA has always been viewed nationally as really one of the top two or three VAs in the country because I think of its very close relationship with the Yale School of Medicine and the Yale Cancer Center.
That's totally right. I mean, if you look at rankings nationally, the West Haven VA ranks very high in research money. That we have some multiple centers of excellence. And I agree with you. A lot of that is thanks to this strong affiliation we have with Yale University Medical School.
Mikhail, maybe can you briefly just highlight some of the supportive care services that might be available to patients at the VA? Because as we're, getting more and more able to treat various cancer types, obviously maintaining quality of life is very important.
I'm glad you asked that, Ed, and I'd like to mention several services that have developed over the last few years. We do have a support group for general cancer patients, and one of the services that have developed over the last few years that has been very successful is our palliative care service. So we have a wonderful team of a palliative care nurse and nurse practitioner and doctor that help coordinate care for patients who are at the end of their life. We have an inpatient hospice that provides a smooth transition in patients who are suffering from terminal cancer, and this service has brought huge comfort to our veterans with incurable cancer. And that has been a wonderful addition to our services over the last few years. It's part of a national movement within the VA system to provide palliative care and offer it to every veteran diagnosed with incurable cancer, no matter what stage of their disease. And we think that although as oncologists, we have a lot to offer patients. We also want them to know that we have a lot of means to alleviate suffering and provide that kind of support that you're asking about.
Mm-hmm. So in the last 90 seconds or so, are there any kind of last-minute messages that you'd like to send out to the veterans who might be listening to this show?
Well, it's my honor to serve the veterans. We're here for our veterans, and I feel fortunate to be part of an amazing team of providers at all levels in VA Connecticut who are here to help you. And please utilize our services. And like I said, it is our honor to serve you.
Well, I just want to take this opportunity to commend you, Mikhail, and your team for really doing, I think, just a terrific job in terms of providing the types of cancer services, for the veterans, throughout the state of Connecticut and throughout the local, regional, New England area.
Thank you, Ed, and thank you and the Yale Cancer Center for all your support, because I really think it is a combined group that excels.
Well, it really is. It's a team effort, and as I guess Hillary Clinton says, it takes a village. You've been listening to Yale Cancer Center Answers, and I'd like to thank my guest for this evening's show, Dr. Mikhail Rose, for joining me. Until next time, I'm Ed Chu from the Yale Cancer Center, wishing you a safe and healthy week.
If you have questions or would like to share your comments, go to yalecancercenter.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and find written transcripts of past programs. I'm Bruce Barber. And you're listening to the WNPR Health Forum from Connecticut Public Radio.